The company says it doesn't expect any impact on its services. But Stanford University's Michael Wara says customers should expect future rate hikes.
The only question is how much. We are not in a situation where the cost of electricity are going to be stable.
He says the company's first bankruptcy in 2001 was caused by big bills and a flawed electricity system. But today, those big bills are the new normal as large wildfires ignite often. UC Davis's Austin Brown says bankruptcy could slow the state's climate goals, especially when it comes to investing in charging infrastructure for electric vehicles.
You can only imagine that that kind of effort will be really backburnered or maybe eliminated entirely.
To meet the state's ambitious goals, Brown says PG&E's announcement shouldn't be seen as a one-off, but a sign of things to come. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.